This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. With the next presidential election a little more than 2 years away, it's natural to begin assessing who could be in the running. Among those mentioned as possible Democratic candidates are a few Massachusetts politicians. With us this morning to discuss that is Tufts University political science professor, political analyst Jeff Berry. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Bob.
So, former Governor Deval Patrick surprised some observers last week by expressing interest in running. Congressman Seth Moulton says he's been approached about throwing his hat in the ring, but has said he does not expect to be a candidate. And then, of course, there's Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who surprised some over the weekend by saying she has no intention of running for president in 2020. Here she is on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday.
I am not running for president of the United States. I am running for the United States Senate 2018, Massachusetts, woohoo.
Jeff Berry, considering all the talk about Elizabeth Warren as a 2020 candidate, does that surprise you?
No, she has some considerable strengths. She's very well known around the country. She has quite a following. She's popular among Democrats, and she has a very large network of donors. So she has positioned herself to run, and I think she's going to be a credible candidate.
But here she is saying that she has no intention of running.
Right, because she's up for election in Massachusetts in 2018, so she can't convey that she's really not that interested in the Senate seat. It's 2 years from now which is the real prize. So she'll have to get past that. She wants to obliterate the Republican candidate, begin with a very strong base, and move forward. But there are some weaknesses here. She has staked out left field, basically, for the Democrats to be the furthest to the left, to run as Bernie's daughter. And that's a plausible path to the nomination. But there are all sorts of other liberals in the race, and they may be liberal enough. And some people may regard her as too far to the left.
Other liberals, including Bernie.
Including Bernie. If Bernie decides to run, that's a real complication for her because she wants to run as the daughter of Bernie, as the heir to the Bernie empire.
So back to her comment yesterday on Meet the Press, you think we shouldn't necessarily believe that at this point then?
No, we shouldn't believe that because she has to be coy.
Okay, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, hard to tell whether he has the fire in the belly for this, isn't it?
Right. So Deval Patrick, we all recall he was governor of this state, and then he seemed to disappear into the witness protection program and popped up in Kansas City, of all places, last week and announced that he's very seriously considering a run for president. He has some strengths and weaknesses, as does Warren. The strengths is, I think, largely personal. He comes across as a very engaging, a very thoughtful person. He comes across as a leader. But the flip side of those personal qualities is he may come across low-key.
If he does decide to jump into the 2020 race, how much would he complicate Elizabeth Warren's possible bid?
It is a complication. They're going to draw on at least some of the same donor base. But I think what he's going to try to be run in is not the heir of Bernie, as she will, but is the heir of Barack Obama. He's close to many in his inner circle. He's been getting encouragement from Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod. So I think it's a different part of the Democratic Party.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, do you think he waits or jumps in this time? And if he does, would he be a strong candidate?
He's a long shot, an even longer shot than I think Deval Patrick. He's just 39 years old. He's only been in the House for two terms. He's going around the country trying to build a network of veterans. So he's doing some good work for the Democratic Party. But giving up his House seat for a long shot, if I was Ed Markey, I might be worried about Moulton running against me in the primary 2 years hence.
Instead,
yeah.
All right, one more Massachusetts Democrat. Former U.S. Senator John Kerry, former Secretary of State John Kerry, former presidential candidate John Kerry made a little noise earlier this year about possibly jumping in. You think that was just noise, or do you think that might be credible?
Well, I think John Kerry wants to be a figure in the Democratic Party. He wants to be a respected elder. I don't see a presidential run. I think that that's too big a hurdle for him.
Do you think that any of these Massachusetts Democrats has a chance of breaking through what's going to be a large Democratic field in 2020?
Well, there's no clear favorite at this point. So Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have the highest name recognition, Warren a little bit after, but they have some vulnerabilities. So I don't know if there is a favorite in the Democratic primary at this point.
Political analyst, Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry, thanks for coming in. Always good to see you.
Thank you.